Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello!
And welcome to a minisode
of Off Script.
Yes, I'm Allie.
And I am Bree.
And we're here to chit-chat today about lots of things. I don't really know what we're talking about.
What we're talking about is we just had our summer break. So
that's right. Our summer recap.
What'd you do with your summer?
Oh,
I did jack shit. So
man.
This is all you.
Okay. Well, this is unfair to ask me now because, okay, we're recording. I know this is coming out first week in August. Wait, like next week, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then this is going to be a legit update. Okay. I did nothing in July, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my kids got out of school like the 20th, I think, of June. Mm-hmm. And then next week they had vacation Bible school. And then we had a break because it was 4th of July week. And then Riley was in like a drama theater camp for 2 weeks. And then they just did another vacation Bible school. And now I finally can breathe.
Yeah.
And like, mm-hmm, finally I feel like our summer is starting. And we got a month left, so yep, that sucks. Yeah, I'm like, Riley, next year can we not do all this stuff?
Yeah,
because the vacation Bible school we go to, she goes with her preschool friends, that, and it's just, they go above and beyond, like, mm-hmm, insane. Like, there's 200 plus kids there. It's the Christchurch one.
Oh, yeah
it's like bananas.
That's,
and
insane.
They go all out. They have all these decorations and like, it is insane. And so it's just so much fun, and they get really into it. They do a play every morning.
How fun.
And like, each day is a different part of the play, and then they have this youth group like dancing and singing, and they're just super into it. And then this last one, because I was like, okay, well, I could cut one of the vacation Bible schools, that would be easier. But this last one is at their old preschool, so, mm-hmm, they see all their old preschool friends, mm-hmm, their old preschool teachers, and so I can't cut that one. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
I've been working.
That's fun too.
Yeah. Have I done anything fun? I guess it is just July that we have to talk about. On one Saturday, I went to the Lavender Festival.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. It. Did you go to the Squim one?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I know every time I drive past and I see the little lavender fields, I'm like, ah, mm-hmm, that was fun. Did you get to mark it off your calendar?
John didn't go with me.
Mm-hmm. Way to ruin it, dude.
Fuck, I should have told, because he was on the fence of going with us, but he didn't want to wake up. I should have. I forgot it was on our thing.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Well, he wants to take me to the San Juan one.
Ooh, mm-hmm, that would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Apart from that, I've been working on making my balcony nice. What's funny is my fucking balcony is going to be ready by the time summer is done.
That's a bummer. But you have a covered balcony, yeah?
Yeah, I do, so I can still hang out out there.
Yeah, and like thunderstorms, mm-hmm, and yeah, that would, mm-hmm, be nice. Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is that I have a stand in the corner for my plants that, mm-hmm, Steph gave to me, mm-hmm, but that was white, but I painted it a bright blue. And I also have another stand that I have that I am painting a different blue that's going to go out here to put all of these other plants that are on the floor right now on top of.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
yeah,
cool.
And then basically taking care of Loki.
Yeah.
Because he got neutered.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I did some home projects.
Oh, yeah.
I worked real hard with your, thanks to your, yeah, mom and dad, put in a fire pit in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some guys come over and put stairs on my deck.
That's
so
nice.
Now my backyard's all my, the only thing left is I'm gonna, someone from church works in concrete, and I'm gonna have them come out and do, I need them to fix my driveway, at least half of it.
Yeah,
I need them to. But also I'm gonna have them extend the patio underneath the deck.
Oh, cool.
So then it'll, like, the table can actually sit in the middle of the patio versus off to the side and no chairs around it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, that's a future problem.
Probably.
Yes. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I did. I really just have been fucking working.
Yeah, you saw a movie or two.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to... I'm saving that for last.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving that for last.
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of D&D and getting massages. And
oh, that sounds nice.
Acupuncture and...
You've been taking care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important.
That's true. That's true. I know, but man, I really hate... getting to this point in summertime and realizing that I haven't done a summer trip or like done anything summer related.
Well, we got our summer trip plan.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
our day trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that'll be really nice because that's after. Did I tell you that I'm doing vacation Bible school and work?
Yes.
Week prior. So I'll be working from 8:30 until like 8 at night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
bring a book and read.
That's pretty much my plan. Yeah. I actually also just realized that I actually think I'll have to work until like 8:30 or 9 to make up the
hours.
Your
hours and
yeah. Okay, I guess I can talk about my movie unless you have something else that you want to talk about. What else did you do?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I've been taking my dogs to the dog park, which is super fun, and they have like we have a really nice dog park that we go to, and they have. I think I told you this part already. So you can walk around the outside of this park and they have like a little path and the whole one lap is half a mile.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh.
So I just walk it with my dogs four times. Mm-hmm. And so I got 2 miles in and listening to off script books while doing it. And the dogs can run off and like jump and play with other dogs, but they always come walking back with me. It's just so nice. And I'm actually haven't taken them in a couple days and I really, really want to.
Well, did you have something else you were going to talk about?
Oh yeah, I could tell you. So we went and dog sat.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if you remember the dog specifically, but Brooke, she's like the red haired, she's not doing good at all. She's like, she can barely walk. Oh. And like I have to help pick her up sometimes, and so I told the kids, I was like, "Play with her, And she's the one. Oh, we were gonna try and record while I was dog sitting, and I was like, "We can try," but she, because she's deaf now too, and she just barked 24/7. She was just, unless she was sleeping, she was just sitting there. I was like, "How does your throat not hurt?"
Yeah.
It was like. And so,
poor thing. Poor probably because she can't hear.
Yeah.
So she's like,
no one's paying attention to me. I'm not loud.
What is going on?
And so, yeah. So, but I don't know. So we're that's. But it's always my kid's favorite trip. It's like, are we going to the dog's house? I was like, you guys, it's December. We watch them in summertime. Please stop asking me.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. So that's about whatever. That's what happened, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Last night I saw the new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, how was it?
I actually really liked it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. John did not like it as much as he wanted to.
Oh.
Because it's basically set in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's like old school Fantastic Four. And the whole movie.
Should we give a spoiler warning since
actually,
it just came out?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about some shit. The whole movie is essentially about Mr. Fantastic's and Invisible Woman's baby.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's the storyline.
There's no, like, is there, like, fight, like, bad guys and stuff?
Galactus is coming to kill the world, but Galactus says, if you give me your baby, I'll spare your world. And they're like, no.
Okay.
So then it's the world being like, why the fuck didn't you give up your baby? Like, that's all you had to do to save us. Why aren't you saving us?
Oh.
And then... there's no fight. It's literally, it's a...
interesting.
It's a, here's our problem, we have to solve it. There's like one fight scene, but it's not
weird.
Really a big fight. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was really good.
And it was good. Okay.
Silver Surfer's a woman in the movie.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was, I enjoyed it. I love Pedro Pascal. So
I know you do.
Anything he does, I will watch it in a heartbeat. So.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So that was good. But I will say, if you're going to stay for the end credit scene, only stay for the first one. The second one's cute, but it's like, the second one is just the Fantastic Four cartoon theme.
Oh.
That's it. It's not anything like story-wise. That was the first one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I was like, why did they do that? Why didn't they flip those? But okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if less and less people have been staying for Marvel end credits.
Well, they fucking did the one where they did no end credits at all.
I know.
And so I think that screwed them. So,
probably.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I have to get watching this new phase. I have not. Pretty much after Endgame.
I don't think it's worth it.
It's not.
No.
I've picked and choose. Like, I will go watch all the Spider-Mans. Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. But.
Only. Well, I mean. Okay. So I've got John, who. Ride or die Marvel. So yeah. I'm going to end up seeing them all. I just want to see Robert Downey as Doom.
Yes. That's so be interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you hear the rumor that ended up being a rumor that Chris Evans was coming back?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was so sad.
I knew he wasn't.
I was like, yes, I'll go start watching him now. And I was like, that's a rumor. I was like, ah, yeah. This sucks.
No, no. He. Although I guess Robert Downey Jr. said he was done too. But
right.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of worried about the Avengers because now that I've seen so many of the new ones, mm-hmm. all of them are trying to be in the Avengers movie. Like Fantastic mm-hmm. Four is going to be in it. The Thunderbolts are going to be in it. Captain America, Sam Wilson with his Avengers are going right. to be in it.
It'll be interesting.
So I'm like, how the fuck are you going to do this, Marvel? Like, I don't know. I think they just restarted it too soon after Endgame.
I think another problem I have with the phase, whatever they're on right now, mm-hmm. too, is that, like, all the movies up until Endgame, mm-hmm. you could watch the movies and mm-hmm. understand. And mm-hmm. now it's like, well, you have to watch all these Disney spinoff shows mm-hmm. also. That's true. Otherwise, yeah. it's not going to make sense. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that is just too much of a commitment. Like, mm-hmm. I'll watch the show if I like that character.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't sit down and watch. You release, like, five of them. Different ones at a time with like 8 episodes each.
And I also think some of them just are not worth it. I'm one of the few minority that hated WandaVision.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it, but mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. And it's like, my brother's like, you need to watch that one to understand the new Doctor Strange. Yeah. And we're like, okay. So mm-hmm. we sat down and watched that one. And it's like, I just want to watch the movies.
Which is funny because you really didn't need to.
Mm-mm.
Because here's what pisses me off about the TV show. We already knew that Wanda was grieving Vision.
Yeah.
The whole TV show was to show just how bad she was grieving about right. Vision. And I'm like, did I really need a TV show about right. that? Like, I could have figured that out. Especially since the Doctor Strange movie, like, if they brought in characters or, mm-hmm. like, real physical storylines from that.
Yeah.
Great. But literally the only thing was, oh, you're grieving Vision.
Yeah. So I don't know. So that's why I haven't really kept up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm like, I don't want to go in and being like, what the heck is happening? And someone mm-hmm. being like, well, you were supposed to watch this first. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I am excited for John because I think he told me, or I think I read it somewhere or something. But
they're making a Daredevil movie.
He's going to be in the new Avengers
movie. Ooh.
Which most likely means
I saw a phase timeline and they're making a Daredevil movie. Yeah,
he's gonna be so excited.
Yes,
I haven't watched. He's been waiting for me to watch the new one because I haven't watched the original show.
Oh, okay.
So I need to watch that.
Oh,
so
shoot, maybe that's what I saw then.
Oh,
the show,
because they did Born Again.
This one was called Daredevil, though.
That it might be a movie.
Okay.
Because he said he was like there. He's going to be in. I thought it was the Avengers movie, but I can't remember. And he was like, which makes me think that they're going to give him his own movie. And Charlie Cox. I didn't realize, Allie, until just recently.
Oh, it says no.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
Damn. That would have been so nice.
That would have been cool.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But Charlie Cox is in it. You realize who that is? The lead from fucking Stardust.
Oh.
Yeah.
How fun.
He's Daredevil.
Oh.
I know. I was looking him up for some reason, and it had his picture with his long hair, and I was like, hold the fuck
I know
up.
Who you are.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
That's so funny.
So, yeah, that's the only reason why I'm doing it. But, yeah, I agree. I think it's, if I didn't have John, I wouldn't be watching him.
Yeah.
I think it's such a cash grab at this point. And I also feel like, dude, the Captain America, the fact that it ended and I literally was like, wait, that's where it's ending. Like, mm-hmm. this is where the story just started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you guys aren't even trying at this point. Like, you're just like, okay, here's this character that you know and love. And, oh, we haven't had this character in a movie yet. Uh-huh. Let's throw him in there. Have him only for one scene.
Yeah. And I'm super, like, disappointed with the new ones because, so the kids and I, I've said, are going back and watching all the mm-hmm. before Endgame. And it's, they're just so good. Like, every single one of them,
they're fucking story driven. The characters are great.
Mm-hmm. Like, last night we just watched Ant-Man, mm-hmm. the first one. And the whole time, and just seeing how into it Riley is mm-hmm. just makes me so happy. And I'm, like, trying to think if she would feel like that with the new ones. And it's just a bummer. Like,
I mean, what sucks is she might, because she's a kid.
Yeah.
So it might be good for her.
Yeah.
But the stories are crap.
It's just not as good. Yeah.
No.
It's
a bummer. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Well, everyone, we're in season 7.
We are.
How crazy is that?
I know.
Allie, we've been doing this for 7 seasons.
I know. Mm-hmm. We're going on 4 years.
4 years. Literally. I was so bummed we missed. We recorded our first episode of August already, and we should have fucking threw a party for ourselves.
I know. 4 freaking years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, damn, how did we miss that we recorded that? We were just too excited. We were so far ahead for let's record.
And then we recorded it out of order. That didn't help either.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too. That's very true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I got a question for you.
Yep.
What are you most excited for this season?
Well, we've already we're ahead, you guys. I'm so proud of us.
Ahead.
So we've read and watched a lot of these already. I think, okay, you guys, I'm like, I think Stephen King's one of my favorite authors now.
He's a fucking fantastic author.
So excited. I'm like, it's a season with October in it. Mm-hmm. I get so excited.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to be doing like his less scary ones and put it in
the
other season, like
the off season.
January through just put one in
Girl,
there.
January is your birthday month. Why aren't you picking his shit for that?
I don't know which ones aren't scary. I want to keep the scary
you
ones.
You could just ask me.
Okay. I want to keep the
Except for the problem is we're getting to the point where we've done a lot of his scary stuff.
Oh, so we're running out.
We're not. There's still stuff from like the 80s and stuff that we haven't done, or like random TV movies that got made or things like that. So
I don't want to take that away for October though. So mm-hmm. we'll just leave it. But anyway, so I'm always excited about his, mm-hmm. his month. Mm-hmm. So, but this month we're seeing one in theaters, or not this month, this season we're seeing one in theaters.
Yes. We're seeing 2 in theaters, cause we're doing the 10 things I hate about you thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. We're going back to our stomping grounds.
Yeah, we're going back to high school. We're going to go back to Stadium High School where they filmed and shot 10 Things I Hate About
mm-hmm,
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll see Mr. Wilson in the back of the first scene.
What?
Be like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How cool.
In my English class, he proudly told us about the
I would proudly tell every class.
Yeah.
Like, did you know? And I would have like a screenshot. Like, look him up.
Right there. Yeah. So now every time in that scene, I'm just like, where is he? There he is.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So that's one off script field trip. Second off script mm-hmm. field trip, we're going to see
The Long Walk, and I'm so fucking excited for that.
That'll be really good.
This is a book that I think it was like our mine and John's like second or third, like actually no, I think it was our trip to Leavenworth, and so that was only like 3 months into our relationship. It was like our first
trip
weekend away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he randomly was like, do you know about The Long Walk? it's a Stephen King book, but it's not really Stephen King. It's Stephen King released under Richard Bachman. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, he never did that. And then I Googled it and I was like, oh shit, he did that. And then he told me the story of it. And I was like, holy shit, that sounds like a fucking phenomenal book. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to read that. So I've, for the last 2 years, wanted to read this book.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a movie and you had a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. What are you looking forward to?
This is hard because a lot of them we've already read and finished. So now I'm like, we've already done it. Yeah. Actually, I'm really looking forward to The Black Phone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I really liked that movie.
Oh, I'm excited to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
Mm-hmm. I actually, everyone really think Allie saw this movie with me in theaters. I'm like convinced.
But yeah, she didn't remember until she watched it too.
I haven't even watched it yet. It was when I was...
You haven't watched it?
Not
the for... The Black Phone?
Not for us.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's on my to watch.
Oh.
I have to do Dark Tower, Boogeyman, and Black Phone. That's what I need to watch next.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
I thought you watched it already, and that's how you were like, I think you saw this.
No, it was because I think what it was the part that I told you about that I liked that they did in the book that they couldn't do in the movie. I knew that I had seen it with someone, and I was like, I need to tell them about this fact from the book. And I was like, who the fuck did I see it with? And I sat there. That led me to IMDb, because I was like, my thought process was, who goes and sees scary movies with me? And I was like, typically no one. Mm-hmm. But I can usually get Allie to go see it with me.
I'm so bad at saying no, you guys. But then I usually enjoy it. There was that
long legs
that was not good.
But so I was like, all right, I went and I looked at when it was released, and I was like, yep, we were hanging out at this time. I think I saw it with her, because then I remembered whoever I saw it with turned to me at the end and was like, that wasn't actually like really scary. There were a few jump scares, but it wasn't that scary.
And that sounds like something I would say.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So then I was like, holy fuck, I think I saw this with Allie.
But after reading it, because I've read it, I haven't watched it yet, I don't recognize the story still.
I feel like maybe when you watch it, you might.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Because if it's not you, I have no idea who I saw it with. I'm thoroughly confused. I'm like,
All right.
And like I said, everything that I remember the person saying is exactly like you've said right. that to me before.
Who knows? I'll let you know tonight. I'm going to watch it tonight.
So, yeah. But yeah, I'm actually really excited. And then I'm also excited about it because in looking up how long it was for me and Allie have our little spreadsheet where we list how long each book is. So when I make changes to it, because Allie will typically go in and find how long it is after I plan it.
Mm-hmm.
If I make a change and she's already done that, I then go and find the change or find what the book is. So I did that with The Black Phone and it popped up with who the author was. And it was like Joe Hill. And I was like, holy fuck, if I'm not mistaken, that is Stephen King's kid. And then I Googled it, even though I knew it was Stephen King's kid. But I Googled it. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, it's his kid. And I was like, how fucking perfect that I planned it. Literally, I before this, the only reason I put it right before October was because it was a kind of scary movie.
Right.
So that led into October. And then I was like, how perfect that I put son before father.
That's so cute. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty excited that we're doing It versus It this season so that we don't have to read a book.
Yes. But we did really good this season, I think. You did great at picking short.
Mm-hmm.
Short.
Or books. At least...
only a couple really long ones.
Bookending them where it's long, short, long, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I tried that a lot.
It worked really good.
Mm-hmm. Which I really wanted to change your birthday month picks for that reason. Then I was like, oh, fuck, I can't do that. She picked these to go out on those days for specific reasons. Yeah. Is there anything else that you're excited about?
I think that's it. I'm excited that we're back. and we're ahead and we're not stressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been really nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that it's July 27th and we have finished how many of the books? 1, 2, 11.
You have 11 books read, right? Did you finish Gunslinger?
I have, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so you've read 11 books already.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty much in that same boat, too.
Yes, you are.
4, 9. Yeah,
you, 10, you are 11. In the book, because we're reading the same one right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're literally about to be in season 8 books.
So proud of us.
She just scared Loki. Oh,
sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited. It's good. It's good, especially since you're going to be going back to subbing in September.
I don't know how that will go. Because I listen when my kids are not near me, and now I'm going to be near other children.
Mm-hmm. That's been on your lunch when you're planning and eating your food. Pop it in real quick.
Yes.
If you're subbing somewhere far, listen to it on your drive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Doing laundry, it's just, housework.
It's just good that we're getting ahead so that you can find your groove in the next season to figure out how we're doing it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome.
I know. Did you think that we could get this far ahead?
No. Did you?
No. I never thought.
And it's not like we've had like only like our books in here. We've gotten, we had a, there's 11. Oh, we're on that one. But we fucking had 16 and a half hours, 10 hours, 10 hours. We're doing good. 11 hours. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of long ones in there. Mm-hmm. Actually, that one ended up not being 11 hours. It was 5. But
yeah.
But we're doing, I'm proud of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I never thought you could get this far ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
With the reading, I'm very shocked. It's why I always stopped. And finally just got to the point where I was like, all right, I just have to do one book at a time.
You just do it. You do it.
I do it, but then I forget when it comes to recording.
But
yeah.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll get better at recording. It's just the...
It's the recording schedule that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Well, happy
August.
Yeah.
Happy season 7.
Welcome to season 7, everyone. I hope you enjoy my birthday month picks.
Yes. They're fun ones.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And... next week, we can't really talk to you about our book. So,
sorry.
Have fun with that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a fun one.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.